Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Henry Hutchison is our guest, a new friend. He's president of Family Business USA. FamilyBusinessUSA.com is the website, right, Henry?
That's how
they can find your business. And then the book, your new book is called Dirty Little Secrets of Family Business. What's the website for that?
Same thing, dirtylittlesecretsoffamilybusiness.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And if you're a small business, you need to know what Henry's working on, because he's written about your business one way or the other. One of the things you talk about, one of the dirty little secrets, Henry, that you talk about in your book is something you call the sticky baton. Tell us what that is.
You know, Jim, the sticky baton is one of the overlooked issues of family businesses and the success of a transition of a family business. You know, there's a man or a woman that is running a business and is doing really well, and they've got kids or cousins that are in the business. They start to think, hey, one day I got to retire and I need to get out of this thing. And you try to figure out, hey, are my kids capable? Are they interested? How do we go through a process of getting them ready to take this thing over? And, oh, by the way, maybe I need this money to retire. Maybe I'm not, you know, independently wealthy outside of my business. Mm-hmm. I need to get some income from this thing. So you need to kind of make sure this thing works. And if it doesn't work, you know, your son or daughter or cousin's going to feel bad. They've wasted a bunch of time. You're out of retirement, and it can cause bad blood if it doesn't work out right. That's kind of the general path everybody goes down. It makes sense. Who am I going to give this thing to? But what makes it sticky is that maybe you've got that all lined up. Maybe the kids in the next generation are working really well together. Maybe they're knocking on the door saying, hey, we got this thing. We got this thing. But you're unwilling to let go. And there's two reasons why you may not be willing to let go. One is, hey, you're not sure they're ready yet. I get it. Timing's important. You got to make sure they've got it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you just let it go all at once. I mean, you do have to kind of let go of the reins as you go along and give them more and more responsibility. However, when people have worked in a field for 10, 20, 30 years, which in family businesses you do, in large corporations, hey, if you're the president of the company, your average tenure is something like 5 years, and then you're gone and they bring in the next guy, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Family businesses don't work like that. This is your business. You're not going to leave until you're ready to leave. The business becomes a piece of who you are and your identity. And if you're not the president of Acme Family Business Incorporated, then who are you?
Especially if you founded it. Especially if you founded it. If you're the first generation founder,
it's your baby.
It's your baby, and it's, and how many times have you and I both seen where they just, I mean, I've seen guys sign the documents to pass it over to the family on the deathbed. But
exactly.
the documents were ready for 5 years, but he didn't sign
exactly.
them until his deathbed. So, you know, this is another issue that runs up, that is sad about the sticky baton thing, is I've had people say to me, well, I'd like to sell it to my kids, but they can't afford it. The family, the parents needed the sale proceeds, and their kids couldn't afford to buy them out.
And the kids who
helped build the business literally became employees of the new buyers.
Well, and you know, Jim, that happens more often than you think.
Yeah.
Typically, however, the way it happens, I mean, if the business can't generate enough income with all of the kids being all, I'm going to say, let's call it three, if it's not generating the income, then, you know, it can't support three employees, can't support the livelihood. There's not that much money there anyway.
Yeah.
But typically what we find is that you've got four kids, you've got two that are in the business, maybe three, and the plan is, okay, when I'm gone, who wants to take over this business? Well, maybe two that are in the business really don't want to be there in the first place. They're just helping out. That leaves one, and then you've got three on the outside. you can't just give the business to the one kid, right? Because
that's right.
The way you need to look at your business when you pass it on, it's really just an asset with a value for the kids that are not in the business.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of like their 25% of four kids, right? And that's what you should do. When you die, you should leave the money equally to each of your kids. I mean, obviously, you take care of your spouse and so on and so forth.
Yep.
You have special needs. That's an exception. But you can't expect your three siblings to sit on the sideline and watch one of the siblings run the business and expect to live off of dividends for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
That doesn't really work.
That's exactly
well.
Right. Small business, there's just not enough pie to go around most of the time, is there?
There's not. And that's why, and I don't personally sell insurance, but I get a lot of insurance sold. So what you do is you go get a life insurance policy that says when I'm gone, there's going to be this cash.
Right.
And so if the business is worth $1 million and you've got insurance for $1 million, you got two kids, great. You take the business, you take the money, and now we're all good here.
Yep. That's one way to do it. Yeah, there are a lot of different ways to do it. And I'm sure that these stories and these examples are all in Henry Hutchison's new book, Dirty Little Secrets of Family Business. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find out more about how to navigate family business conflicts and transitions. Henry, we're going to see a lot of you. We now that we found you, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Terrific. Well, thank you, Janet.
We'll get you back again real soon. Henry Hutchison, ladies and gentlemen, check it out. FamilyBusinessUSA.com is another website for him. We'll have Henry back another day. We like stories. We're gonna get Henry to come back and tell us some stories about family businesses he's worked with. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.